Number 134. The Road to Perdition. The old man took his perfunctory morning walk in the small park near his home. He did so every day, even in perishing weather. He considered it peptic and far better than taking pills. He would usually take a periodical with him and sit on a bench on the periphery of the park to read it. Sometimes he would watch birds as they perched on branches or ducks as they swam through reeds, which stood perpendicular in the water, like submarine periscopes sticking out of the sea. Little children usually stood on the perimeter of the muddy pond and threw breadcrumbs to the ever-hungry ducks. As he perambulated perfunctorily around the park, he thought about his long life. He had been a percussionist in an orchestra and had traveled a lot, playing percussion all over the world. During his perennial peregrination, he had seen and done many things. He had always been a perceptive person, but he had used this perception to do many bad things. He hadn't perpetrated any violent crimes, but he had earned perdition through perpetual perfidy. He had perjured in court, though his perjury had never been discovered. At the beginning of his peripatetic life, he had been perky and well-liked by all those who met him. However, his perkiness proved perishable, and he had developed a pernicious character, which later became permanent. How this bad character permeated his once good soul is hardly peripheral to this story. It was, not surprisingly, a result of several things, rather than a single incident. Some of his friends were perverted political activists. He met a whole string of perfidious people. Sometimes these meetings had proved perilous, though he had always survived the perils, thanks to his perceptive character. He had met many periphrastic people and become annoyed with them. He bemoaned the advent of the permissive society. He became peremptory in his relationships with women. When they left him as a result of this, he became angry. All these incidents perforated his previously pleasant character and allowed bad thoughts and manners to percolate through. Soon, his character was no longer permeable and took on a state of permanence. In peroration, the man would perish without perking up and being what he once was. He died when the moon reached his perigee that month.